While Carlene is at the Warrior Leadership Summit this week, another radio team from some stations in Minnesota are there for the first time as well. Carlene grabbed a conversation with them as we discovered the interesting timing that God would call two different radio ministries from different regions of the country to both come alongside Native ministry through On Eagle's Wings. Ministry to ministry, sharing our observations about this week and overall hearts for this ministry, was enlightening. Listen in as Carlene shares this conversation with Phil and Valerie and Aaron from the Word and the Pulse stations. And be sure to pray for their fundraiser taking place next week.
Your Network of Praise, this is Carlene Prince, and still reporting from Warrior Leadership Summit 2018, but I have a treat, at least for me, so maybe this is purely on selfish motives, but I have posted on Facebook about another radio team from Minnesota that is here attending the summit, kind of for the same purposes that I have been sent, and I wanted our audience to meet you guys because I have fallen in love with all of you and just think you are wonderful, wonderful people. I also want our audience to be involved in praying for you, and we'll get into all that, but first let's do some introductions. So Mr. Phil, or do people call you Dr. Phil, or
no hey you most of the time, but the morning show is Kwame and Company, but then they just call me Phil.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your beautiful wife is sitting to your right,
Valerie.
Yep. And she's not part of the radio station team per se, but I asked her to be part of the interview just because I'm going to ask you
because I'm
questions.
Here
Well, yeah, but I want to hear your heart for what you've seen at the summit and stuff too, so you're going to hear Valerie's beautiful laugh and voice as well. And then sitting next to her is Mr. Aaron.
Yes, or Engineer Aaron. Yeah. My stage name. Yep.
So do people call you like EA for short?
Never.
Or
not even a little bit, please.
Engine?
Don't. No, yeah, not no, that either. Yeah. No Aaron works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Aaron's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know for me, I've only been in this kind of reverse role play a couple of times where I'm the one being interviewed, and it feels a little awkward. So are you guys okay? Do you have butterflies? Is there anything we can do to make you comfortable as we get started on a conversation?
I can't hear myself in my headphones. That's the only thing that I, yeah.
Feels weird, doesn't it?
It really is. When you speak in public without sitting in a studio, it's just the oddest thing is not hearing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Aaron? Are you going to get through this?
What was the question again? What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you going to be okay being interviewed instead of being the one who is doing the interview?
Bit of a shock to the system, because I think we've done about 8 interviews so far today, and there is that little voice in the back of my head when I'm doing an interview with someone else, and it's like, don't you know how to talk? Like, right. Come on, how hard is this question that I'm answering? And now I'm just sitting here like, mind is
Boom.
Blank.
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, I think Valerie will probably have some smelling salts around, so if you faint or something, she can...
She'll kick me, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about your radio stations. You're from Minnesota, so tell us your call letters and what your station's about, and in some ways very similar to ours, but...
Yes. Well, we've got two formats, the Word and the Pulse. The Word is 91.5 and 102.7 in central Minnesota. It's half teaching and talk and half music. And the music is sort of inspo or light AC Christian music.
Okay.
But I'm sure we have many of the same speakers, you know, the Insight for Living and Focus on the Family and David Jeremiah. And then we have a live morning show. We've got music in the afternoon and in the evening. And then we're a Moody affiliate as well.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Go ahead and you
and then, yeah, the so on 104.3, the Pulse, WZFJ, the Pulse.
Oh, yeah, I always know, forget yeah. those.
Those letters that we never use.
I'd be hard-pressed to even say those.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Pulse is more of a contemporary, hot AC, almost not, but not quite CHR music station. So we play things a little bit younger, a little bit more upbeat than the Word, but otherwise still the same heart, still the same passion for preaching Jesus in central Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. The music is the message.
Yeah, we are music with a message. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, no, that, I said it wrong.
You're right. You just were
you're
wrong.
You're right, but you're wrong.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Story of our lives.
Yes, exactly. So I was really intrigued. Earlier this year, I was placing a phone call to our friend Rick Whitmer, who works with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and On Eagle's Wings, and we bounced this idea off of them of the fact that we have this fundraiser in the spring, and we like to pick a missions project, and not just any one, but we prayerfully consider which one. We ask God where his heartbeat kind of is at the moment, and then how we can join them and help raise funds for something. Maybe they don't have a good, strong donor base already, or they've tapped out their donor base, or they're doing something unique and special that just requires an above and beyond kind of help. We, of course, like I said, pray about it and just take it through all the appropriate channels, and then we reach out to this ministry and ask if we can partner with them. And that was what happened with our friend Rick at On Eagle's Wings. And on that phone call, he said, "This is kind of incredible that you're calling me asking this," because he's been in this ministry for years. Native American ministry especially is not a super glamorous ministry that a lot of people are called to or even know about. And he said, "I can count on one hand the number of radio stations that have come to us without us, you know, even the ones that he seeks out himself, many of them don't respond, they can't, or they're saturated or whatever." We get that. But I can count on one hand the number of stations that have come to us and said, "How can we help you?" And you could hear that it meant a lot in his voice. And he said, "Not only have you guys at your Network of Praise approached us with this, there's this other radio station group in Minnesota that have done the same." I find that very interesting timing. I think God is saying something through that. I'd like to know why you felt called to partner with On Eagle's Wings and how that started. Just whatever you want to share about that story.
Well, I'll start and then you can... It must have been about the same time period, a little, maybe just a hair before you guys, when we talked to Rick and Ron. Just a little background, we are the same way. We have a mission project every year that goes along with our fundraising for the station. And last year it was Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, the drug long-term drug rehabilitation program. And it was fantastic because we had guys in whose lives had been changed by that ministry, and giving their faith stories. And our audience got very excited about that, and it was great, and we'll probably do that again sometime. But then somehow we got onto On Eagle's Wings and have had a very similar experience, because you have these heart-wrenching hope stories from the warriors that I'm sure your listeners have been hearing. And we've been hearing folks say, you know, "I get to the store, and I sit in the car in the parking lot and listen to the end of this hope story, because I cannot get out until the it turns and it goes from tragedy to hope."
Right.
So anyway, I'm digressing here, but really we want to see where the Lord is working, like Blackaby says, and come alongside and follow where He's already working, not reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And we certainly can do that with On Eagle's Wings.
The other thing too, we kind of alternate usually on our missions projects between something very local and in our community, like Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge or like a pregnancy support center or something like that, and something big, something global, something cross-cultural. And as we were talking about our options, and when On Eagle's Wings came up, it was like, well, this is both, because where we are in Minnesota, we have I think 5 or 6 reservations within our listening area. And so they're all around us, but nobody's talking about what's happening to Native America right now, or at least we weren't talking about what's happening on Native America in a significant way, other than, you know, playing Ron's program on the Word. And just the fact that we can combine, this is a directly local mission and a cross-cultural mission to a grossly unreached people. 95% of Native Americans don't know Jesus. And so, man, this can have a serious, serious impact. And that's kind of, that was kind of the, like, the confirmation of, like, okay, yeah, this is absolutely what we're going to do. This fits both ways what we want to do with our missions project.
You know, another thing that I loved talking to Rick is, it was a we felt pretty quickly into the game that our role was to help raise money ahead of time for Warrior Leadership Summit, to make sure that some of the warriors that normally wouldn't have funding to get here could do that and to also help run Hunchcraft Ministries, because it amazes me their generosity to only charge these kids $25, which for most of them is still a big deal to come up with that amount. But the fact that their ministry absorbs $475 a head for each attendee to come here, that is amazing. I mean, you don't do that unless you are passionately called and care about this demographic to reach them for Jesus. So I thought it was really cool that we felt called to send some of the warriors here. But what's neat is the timing is just amazing, because it is next week that you folks have your fundraising event, and you're going to be funding a different part of On Eagle's Wings.
Well, our initial idea was to fund the warriors as they go out on their Summer of Hope and make inroads into the different reservations and try to figure out how we can sponsor more warriors in that aspect of after the leadership summit. You guys got them here, and hopefully
and
we'll
send them
help
out.
Send them out. Yeah, yeah.
I love that, because again, we love partnering. We agree with you. Don't reinvent the wheel. The way I was describing it on air when we were having our event this last spring was, why pretend like we're experts in a field and come up with something on our own?
Right.
Or just throw money at, I mean, there's a number of good causes out there, but we want to be purposeful. Where is God moving today? Mm-hmm. And this just seemed like such an obvious fit, because same as you guys, we have reservations in our area. And this year, in fact, we are hopefully and prayerfully, after 15 years, going to be completing a full-power FM station in Hardin, Montana, which is one of the reservations. But it has been held up by FCC paperwork all these years, and hopefully this is the year that it will be completed. So we felt it had a natural tie-in with, you know, our own project of what we were doing. But I also feel like the cool part about this story is, in a way, indirectly, we are partnering with you guys, because again, mm-hmm. we've come on the front end, you're coming on the back end, and I just think that's unique that God would. Two radio networks that didn't even know about each other
and
previously.
And we're both here.
Yeah.
We're both here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So speaking of your attendance now at Warrior Leadership Summit, you've gotten to gather lots of interviews with lots of kids and their stories. What have you observed just in the atmosphere, through the sessions? What have you learned from this experience?
I think that as far as our whole, you know, our ideas ahead of time of, you know, we want to be where God's already moving, showing up here and talking to the warriors here, it's like, yep, okay, yeah, check that box, because God is absolutely moving in Native America through Native American youth. They are being equipped and prepared to go out and very uniquely, very specially share their own stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking with Eddie a little while ago, and it might have been Eddie, it might have been, you know,
you
it might have been Bach, it might have been,
There's
been a number of people who have shared about when they go out on the Summer of Hope on these missions out onto the reservation, they find themselves.
Mm.
They end up talking to someone and they're like, I talked to me today.
Wow.
And because it's someone who is from the same kind of a background, who has the same kind of struggles that they have, but they don't have the hope of Jesus yet.
Mm.
And so these people get to build a relationship. These warriors get to go out and say, hey, I was exactly where you were, but I have hope because of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, that's so good. Ron Hutchcraft was telling me just earlier today, he gave me, I don't know if he gave you guys a copy of it yet either,
the
but
discipleship
it's
the journal thing.
Yeah, the journal that they take on their Summer of Hope. And he said he tells these kids in their orientation or whatever right before they hit the road, no one in this crew is going to be the same by August 1st as they were July 1st when they started the Summer of Hope. He said, never has it ever happened. Your life will never be the same. And the fact that they really care about, again, not just an altar call and getting them to Jesus, of course, we all know that's the important first step, but he truly has a heart to make sure these kids are discipled and keep on their Jesus time, their Jesus right. walk, their Jesus way for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and I think we can take, we've been struggling with how do we take what we're learning here and make it work in our own lives, on our own radio stations, but even our own lives.
Yeah.
Because we are talking about bridging these intense gaps that have been produced over hundreds of years mm-hmm. of mishandling the whole relationship between Native Americans the white Christian church. But really, we can follow what they've done in our own lives and focus on what we consider to be the worst spot in our life and how Jesus met us there, whatever it is. You know, it could be your marriage, it could be your addiction, that you're trying to hide these things. No, God put those in things in your life for a purpose. And that's what the warriors are doing, and that's what we can do instead of trying to hide the bad stuff and present yourself as Mr. Christian. No, I'm a broken person. The only reason I'm able to function at all is because of what Jesus did for me. And I'm just still sorting this out, but I think that's what I'm going to come away with in my own life. And I think as we're real as Christians, instead of the white church that's somehow patronizing the Native American church, we're co-workers, co-strugglers. And if we can be honest like that, I think hopefully we can bridge some of that gap.
I think that's some wonderful insight. I love that. Valerie, what's your experience been here? Because you haven't been here on the clock, so to speak, for the radio portion of the job. But I'm sure you've gotten to talk to people and even overhear the interviews as they're being recorded. What have you heard? What have you noticed?
Well, the first thing I noticed is the kids are very respectful of the grounds, the place. They may not have come for the right reason, but they're listening.
Yes.
I mean, I know some of the kids are just coming to get away, and we've heard that in the testimonies of some of the older kids, that that was how they first got here. But I think it's just amazing to see their worship and their heart. And yeah, I don't have a lot of involvement with Native Americans, and so I asked Ron, what do I do when I go home, you know, a white-haired grandma that has no, and he said, just be a learner.
Yeah.
And that was just, that was valuable for me.
Yeah. I shared the story in another interview that I did earlier today, but Nick, who was the first young gentleman that spoke last night in the opening session, I had not met him yet. And when the evening was over, I met him out in the lobby and just told him what a good job I thought he did. And he said, you know, I'm really glad you're here, and I'm glad you're getting to experience this, and that's all great. And then he looked me directly in the eye. I got choked up earlier when I said this, but he said, you now have a responsibility because it's your job now, now that you've seen, now that you've heard, now that you know, to tell other people, tell them about Native America, because it is amazing to me how many of us don't know. And Ron Hutchcraft said back on our fundraising day, he said it again and again. He said, I don't think it's that people don't care. It's that they don't know. He said, I didn't know, so I didn't care. Yeah. And so now that our eyes have been opened, you know, I hope this extends far beyond this week.
Well, we're always uncomfortable with what we don't know.
Yeah.
We're always uncomfortable with it. So it's easier to back up from any kind of involvement or responsibility when you don't know anything. But now that we've learned something, God, we do have a responsibility.
Yes.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
God only knows, and that's all right.
Right. But as he led, you know, both your station and ours, you know, this wasn't on our radar last year because, honestly, I don't think it was our time to be involved. But now it is. So it's, you know, he led us to that first step, and I think we can trust him for the other steps following this.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make sure our audience is praying for you guys, because as I mentioned, your fundraising event is next week, and you guys are arranging a little differently than we did ours. So how is that going to look?
Well, we have the two formats, the Word and the Pulse. So the Word is taking 3 days next week to hopefully raise a listener share of our next broadcast year. The Pulse is doing the week after.
Okay.
And so right from, well, right now even in our pre-Share-a-thon giving, 5% of everything coming in this
wonderful
this giving season will go to On Eagle's Wings. So that's rolling because, you know, we need pre-share giving to get as close to halfway as possible.
Sure.
But so I just think it's so invigorating to
be talking about the advantages of Christian radio and mm-hmm. how people's lives are changed every day. And we always joke about how, when somebody just experienced a setback in their life and they turn on the radio and there's right. David Jeremiah with exactly the right yep. words. Well, yeah, we arranged that. We programmed it that way. That's because of good work. No,
yeah.
that's the Holy Spirit
right.
working. And we have to keep the transmitters on and everything so he can use us.
Yes.
But to be able to take that part and say, yes, and by the way, God's working around the world.
Yeah.
He's not just, yes, he's working in central Minnesota. And that, like Aaron said, that's what's so great about this year's project. He's working in central Minnesota with Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to reach out of people's comfort zone. And we're already seeing people that, want to give more than the 5%, you know, want to give on their own. Well, that's great. You know, you just look it up. You can go straight through to On Eagle's Wings mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then the week after, the Pulse with a similar format, the 3 days.
Right. We'll have our 3 days and exactly the same deal. 5% of every dollar that comes in goes to On Eagle's Wings.
Okay. Fabulous.
It adds up to a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, you think, oh man, 5%, but it adds up to so
yes.
much money for this ministry.
Yeah.
That it's such a blessing to see everybody's little turning into much.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I have said and believed for a long time that one of the many ways, but maybe one of the best ways that you can ever give to a ministry is to make sure their financial needs are covered. I'm not saying, you know, make sure that money's just falling off the trees left and right, that they're, you know, living a posh kind of lifestyle. But when their needs are covered, you allow them to just relax mm-hmm. and breathe,
yeah.
and they can focus 100% of their attention on what God has called them to do.
Yeah.
None of us are asking for mansions of houses to live in or fancy cars, but we want to be able to do well without pressure and without stress what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I want our audience to be praying for you guys, because as fellow radio ears, is that a word?
Yeah, like musketeers, radio
yes,
ears,
yes,
I got
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Ears,
thank you
ears.
For following me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pun in there. If anyone's going to get it, Valerie's going to get it. But as fellow radioites, we understand, you know, how much it means to have our needs met. But the more successful you are, the more successful, in this case, On Eagle's Wings funding will be as well. And both are worthy causes. You guys and what you are called to do is just as important as what On Eagle's Wings is called to do. It's just as important as what we're called to do in our
yep.
area. You know, it all just...
Well, I was so proud of you guys when they had the group picture today of all the warriors out there, and then what, 750? I don't know how many it is exactly. But
160 is what?
No,
well,
see.
I mean, the total was
the
out
total,
there, and then
yes,
they divided out your group, you know,
yes.
out of this big crowd. You,
yes,
your listeners have sent this huge mob.
Yeah.
The fifth.
Yeah.
To, on, you know, it would have been way less full auditorium.
Yes.
And so
yeah.
your listeners are fantastic that way.
You know, I remember telling our network general manager, Roger, on our last day of fundraising after the week was over and we knew the amount that we had raised for those kids. Again, I get choked up easily, but I just, you know, I looked at him on air with tears in my eyes and I said, you know, Roger, I said, when I found out the number that we had hit and the amount of warriors that we'd be sending, I wasn't proud of us. I was happy for them
mm-hmm.
because I know the hope that's coming. I know the answer they're going to be given.
Yeah.
I know their darkness is going to be turned to light and their trauma is going to be turned into a thrilling, on-fire gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And so it still gets me, as you can tell.
Well,
it's
think
a
how you're multiplying.
Thing.
I mean, for every warrior, how many Native American peers
right.
are going to hear the message of the gospel?
This summer alone.
And when they go out, it's a 95% yeah. non-Christian audience. You don't
yeah.
get that almost anywhere. You'd have to go to some pretty deep, dark jungle places on the mission field to get
right.
95% unbelievers.
Very true.
It
yeah.
blows you away.
Yeah, yeah, it totally does.
And our calling is to let everyone know.
Yes.
Not, you know, we're going to see fruit of this week, but those guys going out, letting them know that's what they're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We heard from one of the warriors today who was saying, you know, I asked him, what's the best part about going out? What's the hardest part about going out? He said, the hardest thing about going on the Summer of Hope and sharing on these reservations is when I do find me out there, the person who's exactly where I am,
and I
give them the gospel, and they don't accept it right then.
Yeah.
And it's just that, like, I've presented the hope to you. I've done it. I've offered you this same hope that I so desperately needed, and I know you desperately need too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not that immediate decision on their part, but it's also the knowledge that, you know, they're out planting seeds.
Right.
Yeah.
They're out starting the process or continuing a process that somebody else started. And a lot of times they do get a chance to be in on the harvest, but mm-hmm. it's hard, I think, as humans to not...
Sure.
We want to see the result, but oftentimes we don't get an opportunity to. But that doesn't mean serious work hasn't been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to be careful as radio guys, because sometimes, you know, oh, how many people came to know the Lord?
Oh, right.
Nobody this time. Oh, that's too bad. Well, right. No, it's not. The gospel was proclaimed.
Yeah.
And although, you know, I'm anticipating a great harvest, you know, we've got to stand with them no matter what happens this summer. It's going to be a great summer.
Well, and it's a lifetime once they they come to Christ. Then it's a lifetime of reaching their peers and reaching their families and their reservations.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because these are young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. Favorite takeaway from your time here? Does shotgun go around the circle?
Oh, look at that.
You go.
Okay, let's see. Takeaway. I guess I just feel privileged to be part of the process. And sometimes people ask me, do you ever, you know, is it hard to ask for support? And no. Really, we're giving people an opportunity to be blessed.
Yeah.
You know, if you give to your radio stations in Montana or these stations in Minnesota, and that money goes to On Eagle's Wings or the Warrior Leadership Summit or the Summer of Hope, wow. Think about the blessings of all those people that hear God's word and then come to Him, and that's partly on you now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that old song, "Thank You," where the guy goes to heaven, and thank you for sharing the gospel through your gifts or through your direct communication. But so I just think we're giving folks an opportunity to be blessed in a big way this summer.
Yeah, absolutely, Valerie.
Oh, I thought it was Erin's turn.
She always orders last at the restaurant, too. We go around.
That's hilarious.
You made up your mind yet?
No.
Read the menu very slowly.
Yeah. And does that come with croutons?
So, for myself...
He kicked me.
Yeah.
Good thing we're not doing Facebook Live video, right?
No.
Getting a chance to talk with these young men and women who have been through and who have gone out on the Summer of Hope before, who have been to WLS, Warrior Leadership Summit before, who are invested in what God is doing, just getting to get a glimpse behind the curtain as to what God is doing. Somebody was talking about just how much impact. Had a chance to talk with Craig Smith. He's a pastor of a Native American evangelist who's from our area. And he was just sharing how he went to Australia and got a chance to speak to Australian Aboriginal people there and share his story of being a Native American and being an indigenous person there, and the struggles and the heartache and the hope. And when he was done giving the message at the end of the night, there was these people just running up to the stage, and he didn't know what was going on. And as they got closer, he could see they had tears in their eyes because they said, "You told our story."
Wow.
You've gone through the exact same thing that we have. You get us. Mm-hmm. You understand our struggle in a way that the greater church in Australia has not. They don't have a good connection between the greater evangelical church and the Aboriginal Christians there. Mm-hmm. So seeing how uniquely positioned and uniquely equipped Native Americans are to not just preaching to their own people, but then also going out and preaching to other indigenous people throughout the world, that's a potentially huge, very unique impact that is, I think, imminent in our world.
Yeah, well said. Good job. You must be in radio or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Waiting help there.
I made Phil go first. I had to write that in my head.
Okay. Now I'm rethinking.
Okay, Val.
How'd you repeat that? No, I'm just kidding.
not
rewind. Well, I'm in a whole different perspective because I'm not working. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking, and I don't think that's their goal is to look for the next soundbite,
right.
But they have a mindset of doing a good job for their station. And I made friends with four little boys, their cousins, and I've talked to a couple moms, and I haven't connected specifically with any one warrior, but I just love to see some of the family units, too, that are here that all love Jesus and are burden for their people.
Yeah.
And then, bonus, I got to meet you, and we've shared tears together.
Amen, girl. And preach it.
I know. It's like, I didn't expect that, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, I told you all earlier today that I'm known for my sentimentality, and it's been kicking in hard because you guys leave tomorrow, and I will miss you the rest of the week, but God had just enough time arranged for us to get to know each other.
Yeah, you get tired of us a lot.
Yeah, you say you miss us now, but if it was another day.
Yeah. Minnesota is on the way back to Montana.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now my staff is laughing because I am also known for my lack of geographical
wisdom. Did you drive?
No, I flew, but the big joke is several years ago I was coming back to the town I live in, so I should know the way somewhat from a speaking engagement, and I hit the what I thought was a weird, maybe like a toll bridge or something, and I was like, I don't think we had these in Montana. I had hit the Canada border and didn't realize it, and was at Border Patrol and didn't have my passport because I wasn't intending to go there, and almost went into another country on my way home.
It is hard to live that down, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of our boys was coming home from camp, and it was the first time he'd driven out of our town.
Yeah.
And he called us from
halfway
across North Dakota and said, I made a wrong turn at the interstate and I'm out of gas. So we had to go 3 hours to get to pay gas for him and get him back home.
Yeah, he and I would be fast friends. Yeah, personally.
Hey, wait a minute here.
She's thinking. The wheels are turning.
I'm not thinking anything.
No, the wheels are turning.
Well, before a match is made. Phil, Valerie, and Aaron, thank you so much for your time. It's really a special treat to get to meet other radio people, not just industry that you have in common, but the same heart. And I feel like your stations very much have the same DNA as ours do. So may God bless you richly, and may your fundraising be successful to the glory of Jesus and to the freedom of many people in your local community, including Native Americans.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.